300 million global streams. Half a billion Vivo views. Nearly 5 million singles, just singles, sold in just the UK alone. She's got the MOBO, the Academy Award nomination. She's sung for the Pope himself. And if she can't judge you on the TV, you might as well forget it. Rita Ora. Wow. Yay. Seriously.
Wow. Thank we are honoured to have you, Rita.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
What is the thing you think, yeah, I made it?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's moments like this, like, you know, putting out new music is the moment when you're like, yeah, I think I made it. Because it's like you never know what's going to happen. And there's nothing better than hearing your new song on the radio.
Oh, and what a song it is. We love it. It's
thank
so
you.
Good.
It's called Your Song and it's out today.
Yay. It is. Go and download it and stream it and everything.
Please.
Go and buy it now. It is really, really good. And you've worked with Ed Sheeran on this one.
Yes, Ed is a friend of mine. We've been good friends for a long time. Oh, well, we were talking about me, you know, going to catch one of his shows because he's on a worldwide tour at the moment. And we were just trying to figure out where to go, what city and all that. And I said, yeah, I'd love to, but at the moment I've got to really wrap up on this album. And then we started talking about the music and one thing led to another. And then he said, I have this song that I just wrote the other day, which I think would be perfect for you. And, you know, I said, I'd love you to be a part of this record with me somehow. And he sent it over and I was like, oh, it's a sign. This song is amazing. I have to give it a shot. So, you know, I sung it and it really did work out perfectly.
And now you're heading off to America to host reality singing show Boy Band.
Well, since 1D's having a break, we might as well try and find one.
Yeah, great. There's definitely space now.
And so, you know, I thought that it would be amazing and I can't wait to find these little gems and make them superstars.
Oh my gosh. And you're working with one of the greatest singers from one of the greatest boy bands who I loved. I used to be Mrs. Nick Carter when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
Nick Carter and, of course, Baby Spice as well.
I know. I had to bring another Londoner straight. I mean, not, you know, from the UK straight to the US. I couldn't do it on my own. You know, I've had experience, obviously, with The Voice and X Factor. So for me, it's my favourite thing, really, finding some talent.
What do you look for something, you know, that's hard to relate to us? Or do you just wait and when it arrives, that's it?
Well, being on both sides of the fence, kind of being a performer and putting out music and also kind of finding one, it puts me in a bit of a special, unique situation because I'm kind of in it while they're trying to be in it almost. So I don't think you could get any better advice than from, I guess, the person that's living you want to live, you know.
Definitely.
So I just keep it real, you know, and I always thought that was interesting because there's sometimes I think I wish I had someone like that when I was coming into the game.
Yeah, because obviously you looked after Louisa, you mentored Louisa and then you won with Louisa on the X Factor. Are you guys still in touch? Are you still WhatsApping?
I'm in it to win it. Right, don't ask me to be a part of something if you ain't gonna expect the aura.
Oh,
right?
There we go. I love it. What a quote.
Aura.
That is brilliant.
Oh, I hope you introduce yourself to people like that in actual real life.
Time for a game of Celebrity Say It now, Rita. Louisa Johnson's played, she got 10, and Ed Sheeran got 12.
Oh, that's good.
And at the top of our leaderboard is Take That with 13.
Well, I mean, they've experienced a lot and have seen a lot.
And there's three of them.
Oh, exactly.
You're not saying they're old, Rita.
No, you said that, not me.
Well, I think we should put your competitive nature to the test and have a game of it. Are you up for it?
For sure.
All right, we've got 1 minute on the clock, Rita Ora. Away we go.
Say it. Okay, if you were going over a hurdle, what would you do?
Jump.
Yes. You wear it on the top of a coat and you put it on your head.
Raincoat.
No, it's like the part that goes over your head.
Hood.
Oh, yes, you got it. Hood. You have these painted. They're on the end of your fingers.
Nails.
Yes. You put a photo in one of these and put it on the wall.
Not photo frame.
Yes. You eat Chinese food with these.
Chopsticks.
Yes. You eat it in the morning. It's not toast. You have it with milk.
Cereal.
Yes. It's the day where you tell somebody how much you love them. It's in February. Yes. If you do this on a board in Hawaii over the waves.
Surfboard.
Yes. It was the program you were on. You were the mentor
Acceptor.
On it for Louisa. Yes. Okay. Tarzan's one of these. They used to live
in the tree jungle.
Back in the old day.
Gorilla.
No. Oh, sorry. I've got that completely wrong. Right. They had fire back in the old day and they invented the wheel. They wear leopard print.
leopards.
I don't know. They're the men with the lots of hair. Let's pass that one. Right, if I'm on my phone and I'm sending you a message, what am I doing?
Texting.
Yes.
You can have that one. It was slightly after the buzzer, but because of her...
I messed up caveman.
Caveman. Tarzan was never a caveman.
I was like, what is she talking about there? I do deserve a point for just the mistake.
Yeah, exactly. Rita Ora, I have to put up with that every morning.
Even, I was like, what is she talking about? Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Gorilla, leopard? I didn't even know what I was saying at that point.
Do you know what, Rita? You got 11 points. You did beat Louisa.
Take that, Johnson. That's how you do it, Johnson. That's how you do it.
Yay. Rita Ora, thank you so much for joining us on KMFM Breakfast. You've been amazing.
It's so much fun. Thank you so, so much.
Good luck with
the new
song.
I hope you enjoy the song, your song.
Brilliant. We love it already.
We
Rita
love it.
Ora,
Rita Ora, everybody.
Bye.